speaker, Pete
Pete.
I'm nervous, man. Fucking Cody, you never been to a men's draft? That was the best one I've ever heard ever. I swear to God. I've been to, fuck man, super nervous. Hate speaking. Hate it. So we're gonna help Pete get out of the way a little bit. I don't do like normal people do. We're gonna do the wave real quick. We're gonna start over here. We're gonna go right around this bitch, and I'm gonna give you all that energy right back. All right?
All right.
Send it. Get it? Get it? Get it? Yeah! Oh. My man. Yes.
All right.
Oh, I used to eat a lot of acid, so it makes me feel better about that and shit in my life. But no, man, fucking, I gotta start this by, saying no thank you to the committee for asking me to speak. I didn't really get asked. It's fucking weird because, like, my wife, she's all about service. She serves fucking anywhere she can, anytime. And she's a treasurer for our area and the programming chair serves an area too. And they were talking after the fucking area service committee meeting, and they boondoggled me into fucking getting up here, right? So that's what happened. I never got a call, never nothing like that, right? So they just put me on the list, like I was gonna be here, you know what I mean? So it's crazy, but it is an honor, you know what I mean, to get to speak, right? Especially on such a crazy topic. But, yeah, man, I've never been, like, a quote-unquote manly man or nothing like that, right? I'm a fucking dirty hippie in the woods. This is what it is. Peace and love, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so, and I was like, first of all, I was like, that's a setup if I ever fucking saw, you know what I mean? Trying to get some dude up here and talk about how big of a fucking man he is, right? Like, that's all ego. Right, no one wants to hear about that, right? And not only that, but like out of the 20 or so men's drafts that I've ever been to, they all started the same fucking way. They were like, you know what my biggest problem is right now in my life? Women. Where the fuck's the sit down in the base of text, dog? Right? That's what I wanna know. Cause yo, like bro, this program for me has been about self-discovery, self-disclosure, right? I'm the fucking problem up in here, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, that's just me and fucking Kevin went down to the fucking one convention, man. I was like, we were just looking at each other like, what the fuck is this dude talking about, right? So, yeah, man, it's fucking crazy, but you know. So I think I'm gonna start this by talking about my life today. You know what I mean? Where I'm at. I just graduated nursing school, which is another reason why I feel like this was a setup. you know what I mean? I'm a fucking male nurse, right? Like, yeah, right?
Sounds good.
Fucking A. So, I'm an ICU nurse, which sounds fucking cool, right? But the dude that asked me, his wife's a fucking ICU nurse. So, like, he's like, yeah, whatever. He ain't even here right now, so I can't even fucking, you know, be like, you know, fuck you, Drew. Where you're at, right? But no, it's all good, man. So, speaking about being like a manly man and shit, right? This is funny, yo. I gotta talk about this shit, right? So, me and my kid, right? Me and my daughter. I live in a girl world, all girl fucking world, right? My daughter's fucking 14. It's been me and her since basically she was born. You know, single father status, doing the whole thing. And I don't even really believe in like that whole fucking like manly man fucking like alpha male bullshit, really. Cause like, bro, I don't care how fucking big and tough you are, right? When your fucking 2-year-old daughter hands you the play pink phone, you fucking answer that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, baby, what's up? You know what I'm saying? My toes were painted a lot growing up. You know what I'm saying? All the shit, right? Because I live in a girl world. for real. So, but yo, so me and her, we're driving, right? And we drive past this gym, right? And it's called More Gains or some shit up on Scalp, right? And and she's like, and we see these fucking big fucking yoked out, you know the dude. You know who I'm talking about. And he fucking comes out of the gym, and me and Bella, we start fucking razzing this dude, right? We're like, yo, and she goes, Daddy, I bet it smells like feet and men up in that gym, right? And I was like, what the fuck do you know about what men smell like, right, kid? She goes, well, I don't know, Daddy, but I'm sure it probably smells like Neil. I was like, yeah, what about me, right? She's like, oh yeah, and you too, Dad. I was like, yeah, whatever, right? Whatever, man. So, yeah, dude, for sure. So, no, it's an honor, man, to get up here. But, I don't know, I feel like this is an area of life that, for me, I don't know about no one else, but I got a lot of misinformation from misinformed people. You know what I mean? That fucking John Wayne, fucking big tough dude, fucking like, shit wasn't really ever like, I don't even know, man. Fucking like, you know, like my dad, right? He would talk about being a man, right? He would talk about, you know, coming home and loving my mom and shit. And he would talk about, you know, going to work all day and shit. But like at the end of the day, he would like go to the bar and hang out with like bar whores and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and I remember, like, one of my first memories growing up was my mom waking me up at, like, 4 in the morning with my little brother because my dad had cheated on her and, you know, done all the crazy shit that we, you know, that we do. And being told, like, Dave, my dad's name is Dave, right? Dave, tell your sons that you're leaving and not coming back because they were fucking fighting, arguing and shit like that, right? It's one of the first memories I have. It's a core memory, right? So, you know, and that shit, like, has plagued me my whole life, right? Because, like, here's my dad, my idol, my dude, you know, telling me one thing, but then acting a totally different way, right? So, you know, misinformation from misinformed people. I don't know what his whole situation was growing up. My grandfather died when I was, like, 5. But he was a hard-working dude, you know, salt-of-the-earth type dude. Fuck, yeah. So, yeah, man. So, growing up, I thought that's what men did. You know what I mean? Like, we would, you know, do whatever, basically whatever the fuck we wanted to do, right? And I've come to realize that, growing up, like, people are always saying, like, oh, your parents did the best they could. I don't fucking necessarily believe that no more, dude, because I'm a fucking father now, you know what I mean? I got my daughter, she's 14, and I do whatever the fuck I want, you know what I mean? Like, and I want to be in her life. I want to be a good father. So that's why the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying? So for real. So it's fucking crazy, man, when I look back at, like, my whole life and shit, and, like, the things that I idolized, the things I respected, weren't really even worth my fucking time. Oh man, fucking nervous, Lance. Fuck, man, how the hell are you supposed to get up here and talk about being a man with fucking Lance sitting right in the front row and shit, man? And Ron and shit. Bro, fucking Lance got more clean time than I've been alive, bro. Fuck. Goddamn. Not only that, but like, dude taught me how to fucking be a man. You know what I mean? Dude was my sponsor for fucking 3 years. Crazy, man. I'm like, you got, fuck, man, all these, I'm looking around here and I'm like, fuck, I got Larry P over here, like, all these fucking predecessors, and they want me to come up here and talk about being a fucking man. That's wild. You fucking, you know, Minnie must have been fishing really fucking goddamn, bro.
You're worthy.
Fuck, man. Fuck. But yeah, so I don't know, man. Crazy, right? Who the fuck thought of that? Let's get Pete up there, because that'll be funny. Fuck, bro. So, yeah, man. So, what Drew had told me he wanted me to talk about, right? Because, like I said, I ain't never really been to too many fucking great fucking outstanding men's raps in my life. So I was like, man, what the fuck you want? Why me? Like, you know? And he's like, well, Pete, like, you know, you're one of the most respected people I know. You know what I mean? Like, you just, and you love, like, your wife. You know what I mean? Like, and I do. My wife is a fucking thoroughbred woman. She's actually speaking of women's rap, too. So they banged on her, too, right? And, you know, I know that no matter what she says down there, right, like, it's not even going to do it a little bit of justice for the type of woman that she is, right? So, I mean, if anyone knows my wife or has talked to my wife, man, you know that she is the most genuine human being you'll ever meet in your whole life. You know, what she sees, what you get with her, dude. And just the love that emanates from that woman, right? And I'm very blessed and fortunate that I get to call her my wife. You know what I mean? Like, it fucking touches my heart, right? So, yeah, man, let me talk about that shit for a little bit, right? How do I want to approach this topic, right, with my wife? So, if anyone was around when me and Sierra got together, we've been together for a little while now, right? She had like 90 days clean, right? You know what it is. And she had relapsed, you know, 90 days previously, so she had some experience with the program, right? But I had like 2.5 years or some shit, right? But I was coming off this really bad relationship, and she was crazy as hell and couldn't get clean to save her life, and I was trying to save this woman, and then like, I was the shit back then, bro. You know what I'm saying? I knew my shit. I was injecting the basic text up in her all the time and shit. And wasn't sticking, right? Wasn't sticking. But and then Sierra, I you know, the Facebook status went to single, and she fucking pounced, right? So and she never fucking left. She just wouldn't fucking. And dude, I would say some crazy shit, man. And like I was. And I was hurt, you know, hurt people, right? And, you know, what happened was, though, is we did everything ass backwards, right? You know, you meet someone, you fall in love, this is it, this is the one, right? It wasn't like that for us, dude. It was like this, like, pure hate fucking was the best way to put it, right? And, you know, and I knew it wasn't going to last, right? And she knew it was what it was. But so what that did for me, right, was it allowed me the opportunity to be totally honest with her, totally vulnerable. You know what I mean? Because, like, I had nothing, no skin in the game, right? Really, was what it was. And slowly but surely, man, like, you know, this took a while, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months, a year. And, She never let, she wouldn't let go, right? And she must have saw something in me that I obviously didn't see, right? And I pulled my head out of my ass long enough to say, like, hey, man, like, this chick's, like, sticking around, right? And what happened was, is, like, my daughter ended up coming and living with me at the time, and ipso facto, I was like, Sierra's here too, and like, so she probably had to make some really fucking heavy decisions, man. Like, yo, like, this dude's daughter is like, and they're thick as thieves, man. It's crazy. Like, they gang up on me like no one's business, right? So, you know, I can't imagine, like, the conversation she had to have with her sponsor, with her fucking people, like, and just in herself, man. Like, yo, do I even want to stick around for this dude with this crazy kid and shit, right? And my wife's mom was found overdosed dead when she, Sierra found her mom when she was 18 years old dead. And the way it was going with my daughter's mother was very similar. Like, you know, that might have happened eventually had, like, you know, God not intervened and I got clean and, like, whatever had to happen, right? So, you know, I got that shit going on, and Bella came out, and they just, like, hit it off, man. You know what I mean? Like, Sierra loves her so much. Because I'm sure she probably sees a lot of herself in my daughter, right? All the hurt and all the angriness that came with that whole fucking situation, man, was off the chain. And, so, you know, the thing, and me and my kid are at fucking the mall one day, and she pulls me into the fucking the ring store, and I was like, I don't you know, and these ladies, they loved it at the fucking ring stop. They were like, yeah, we'll hook you up with a ring. I was like, yo, what the fuck, man? I ain't even in this shit yet. Man, I ain't about this. I was like, and they hooked it up with the one ring, man. It's like a totally unique custom piece, and like, I was like, well, I'll just, you know, get it, and just in case. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You never know what the fuck is gonna happen, right? I ain't even asking yet. No crazy shit happened, right? But like I said, man, we did everything ass backwards, right? Like, we were starting to hate fucking, like, you know, where my experience, man, is people in our college summers, we like get together real quick, we love each other, and then it starts to fade away, right? Until eventually you're just like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing with this broad no more. You know what I mean? For us, it worked totally backwards. We started off like that, and like, I love her more today than I've ever loved anything on the face of the earth, for real. So, you know, eventually, man, then like Elton John was coming to town, I was like, yo, I'm gonna, and I don't know, like, I had an epiphany, man, that like, you know, Lance, you were my sponsor, man. I remember telling you when I was gonna ask her to marry me, man, and like, you were like, yeah. Man, what could you really say? What, you wouldn't have been able to talk me out of it, right? But, you know, and I fucking asked, and she said yes, and it was a whole thing. So, a whole thing, man. And, you know, like I said, I love her more today than I ever have before, right? So, you know, we got married, did a whole fucking, you know, everyone in our car was there and shit. It was a great time, and, you know, slowly but surely, like, we were talking, like, COVID fucking happened, and whole fucking world was falling apart, and I'm in school, trying to get this fucking nursing thing figured out, and COVID, man, like, what happened at my house was it brought me and her closer together, right? Weren't allowed out, she was working from home, I was doing shit, like, and, every fucking crazy little obstacle, man, that has, like, happened, or, like, come up in my life, has brought me and her closer together. She's my best friend. Mm. Whole fucking world, dude. Like, nothing could, like, break that for me. Like, so, yeah, and, so she was on the birth control, this fucking implant thing in her arm. I was like, fuck it, well, just, because that's all my wife has ever wanted in her whole fucking life. It was just a family of her own, right? And she was, like, kind of, like, implanted into mine with my daughter and shit at my house, and, like, you know, so I, fuck it, let's do it, let's have a baby, you know what I mean? And, it was gonna take, like, some time for that shit to get out of her system and all that crazy shit, so, we're, you know, trying to have a baby, getting it in. And, I wasn't complaining. You know, I wasn't complaining. But, you know, and, ipso facto, like, a year, some change goes by, a year and a half goes by, and nothing sticking, right? And, yeah, I'm sure it fucked with her, like, on a more internal level, like, with, you know, the clock and shit, how, you know, women, right? I'm just saying, she was fucking a little crazy, but, well, crazier, I should say, back then, right? But, yeah, man. So, what happened, and then, like, she went to Start to Live a few years ago with, Kelly and fucking Katie and shit, and, she came home, and man, she was pregnant. They were like, they did like a tarot fucking, I don't know, some crazy witchcraft shit, right? And and she was pregnant, and I was like, holy fuck, man, this is it. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna do this. And like, a week goes by, and I got asked to speak out in fucking Somerset, and she was having like stomach pain. And she was like freaking the fuck out about it, and I was like, "Yo, I'll cancel." And she wouldn't let me cancel, but she had a miscarriage, right? And my fucking first thought is like, "Pete, this is your fault." You know what I mean? Like, you were such a fucking scumbag for so many fucking years, man. That like, now you like, this is like the one thing you want to give to somebody, like pure. You know what I mean? Like. From a loving standpoint, man, like, it's not gonna work out. You know what I mean? Like, and in my head, it's never gonna work out, right? So, But what happened was, is we got closer together because of it. I'm a big proponent of butt rubs. Ask any of my sponsees, bro, they will tell you I'm every night rub my wife's butt. Every night. Every night. I don't even know when it started or how the fuck it started, but every night, no matter what, no matter how pissed off I am, that's service, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Every night, bro, just to rub it. Just to fucking say, hey, like, I love you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, that is like some golden fucking rule shit, bro. So, I'm saying, I would just rub her, man. I would just hold her and, like, tell her, like, yo, like, I love you. Like, God's got it. You know what I mean? Like, God's got it. And if anything, man, like, I'm not the direct result of, like, anything I've ever done. Anything I've ever done is fucked up and, like, it's turned to shit. For real, for real. So if anything, I'm the direct result of, like, my grandmother praying on her fucking hands and knees for 10 years when I was out there running and gunning. She did it so often, so long that, like, she still does it. You know what I mean? I'm like, Grandma, like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, you got others. So she's like, Grand Pete, like, I can't not. You know what I mean? So, sorry about the side fucking story and shit. You know, fuck, man. Sierra went having a miscarriage and shit. And, you know, some time went by and things were okay and, She got pregnant again, and I'm a little hesitant, a little leery this time, and she fucking lost it again, man. Alright? And now I'm fucking devastated with her, right? This is my wife. I love this woman more than fucking anything. And just to see her fucking be hurt like that deep, man. I'm like, I'm sure it fucked with her womanhood on, like, some other levels and shit, you know what I mean? Like, because that's what women do. They have fucking babies. And it wasn't working for her, man. I'm like, we were doing, like, the doctor shit. They make you go nut in a cup and shit. And they fucking, you know, do the whole fucking ordeal. And it was a trying time in life in general, right? Like, this is the woman I love. And all she's ever wanted was, you know, just to have a baby of her own. And, and you still gotta, like, do life. You know what I mean? I'm still in fucking school at that time, and, like, you still gotta show up. You still gotta do the things that are necessary to fucking, like, you know, to live. And, ipso facto, you know, I'm getting through school, and, like, I'm doing really good. I don't know how the fuck I'm doing that good, really. But, you know, it's wild to me, really, because, like, I didn't even graduate high school. And if the people that I was in high school with saw me today, they would be like, there's no fucking way that you're doing what the hell you're doing right now, right? Like, it's wild. Today, like, my last patient, man, I was taking care of someone that just had open heart surgery. And that's some heavy shit, man, right? Like I said, I'm in the fucking ICU, and, I feel like I'm an imposter a lot of times right now, dude. Like, I've been talking to people all weekend about this, so y'all fucking already heard me say this shit. But what I got going on right now, man, is like, I'm like, bro, hold on, let me go get you a fucking nurse. You know what I mean? Like, I don't fucking know, bro, you know? And I do know. That's the thing that's fucking with me, right? Like, because, like, I'm dealing with, like, doctors and, like, crazy shit and, like, then there's fucking dope fiend fucking Pete, right? Fucking, I had this patient that shot himself in the fucking head. Yeah, it was fucked up. Kid, 23 years old, it was fucked up. And I'm a fucking nurse with, like, you know, yuppie fucking 25-year-old fucking women, you know, the chatty, you know, catty bitches. And, I'm just calling it what it is, right? They ain't gonna listen to this shit, so. And they're like, I just don't understand. I'm like, oh, I get it. I fucking get how someone gets to the point where they're gonna shoot themselves. And they're like, what do you mean you get it? I'm like, I'm just saying, I get how it gets that bad in life, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I fucking get it. They're like, okay, Pete, I'm gonna move my shit down here. Right? But, fuck, man, for real. So I'm doing this fucking schooling thing, and my wife gets pregnant again, right? And she's like, you know, we didn't even fucking tell no one, right? Because this is like the third time now, and that's probably the fucking probably cheering for her right there. That was probably that. So it's probably time to wrap this shit up, Pete.
Right? Oh, blame it on her.
Right? So no, man. So she and we didn't fucking tell no one. We're like keeping it real close, and she, I don't want to like let this shit fucking hurt me no more. You know what I mean? Like, and she got through the first couple weeks, and it's all good right now, man. I'm like, she's like 25 weeks tomorrow. Oh, yeah, dude. Right. So. You know, God is fucking good, man.
Amen.
So really what the fuck happened throughout my whole fucking relationship, man, is like, well, for one, is we just consistently worked on ourselves. Like, I just worked on Pete. I just did whatever the fuck Pete had to do for him. I was hanging out with my dudes, with my sponsor, working my steps, working my shit. It would never come up in my house where I would tell her to be like, yo, you need to call your sponsor. That would be like fucking starting World War III, right? So I ain't trying to fucking do that, right? Plus, it's not my fucking job to work her fucking recovery, man. Like, that's not what the fucking relationship is like, right? So, and she did the same shit, right? Like, and she, like I said, she's a fucking gangster-ass woman. Anyone that fucking knows my wife will tell you, she's a thoroughbred woman. She knows her shit. You know, and we love Narcotics Anonymous, right? Like, Narcotics Anonymous is like the glue that holds everything in my life together, man. Like, I love Narcotics Anonymous. Anyone that's ever known, like, talks to me, like, yo, like, it can't help but fucking, like, shine out of you. You know what I mean? Like, if you are working this program, right, like, it just does something. It changes you. It fucking gets inside of you on, like, a molecular level, man. And, like, it can't help but fucking ooze out. You know? So, what happened was, I keep saying what happened was, right? Fuck. I'm nervous, bro. Fuck. I hate it.
Still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still. So, like I said, we just fucking worked on ourselves, right? But, so let's talk about, go back to, like, the being a fucking man thing, right? Like, for me, what happened was, is, like, just having the fucking willingness, right? To do what the fuck you gotta do. No matter fucking what, right? And like coming at it from like a humble standpoint, that's where like the being a fucking man thing has shown up in my life. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, dude. Like, Narcotics Anonymous is awesome. So, I think that's about fucking all I got to share on the whole topic, right? You know, I'm pretty fucking grateful to be here, man. Like, dude, this retreat means fucking the world to me. Like, what happened was, at the fucking amphitheater up with the other one 8 years ago. I had my clean date is September 11th, right? So it's in like 2-3 weeks. So eight fucking years, because that'll be like 9 years this September 11th will be 9 fucking years for me, right? Which is crazy to say out loud. I know it's not like 35 fucking years like you, Lance, but goddamn. You know what I mean? Like, 9 fucking, that's a long time for me. Shit, man. I wasn't trying to get 9 days. But I'm at that, and I'm fucking stimulated like a motherfucker, and after all the speakers and shit, and I just came down and I sat by the fire. Because, like, they said that fucking imposter syndrome shit, man, like, it was fucking real back then, too. Like, I was always waiting for, like, you guys to, like, be like, Pete, you're too fucking sick. You're too crazy for us. We can't fucking help you. Or, like, you know, like, I was always waiting for that other shoe to drop of, like, you know, like, this ain't gonna work now. But when I sat around that, I sat at that fire up there, man, and I was like, Pete, like, I don't know what the fuck is gonna happen, but, like, I'm in. You know what I mean? I'm fucking in. I'm doing this thing, and I'm doing it no matter fucking what happens. That's what happened with my wife when I fucking stood in front of God and her and fucking all you fucking crazy people.
Crazy people.
I was like, yo, like, I'm fucking in. I don't give a fuck what happens. I don't care what comes down the pike. I don't care how fucking good the redhead looks. This is my wife, bro. Right? This is my fucking wife. This is mine, I'm hers, the whole fucking ordeal, right? So that's what the fuck being a man is. You know what I mean? Like, no matter fucking what, dude, I ain't fucking leaving. You guys can't get rid of me now, right? I ain't trying to hear that shit. I ain't trying to hear it. So, I don't know, man. Cody, thanks for sharing before me, man. I love you, dude. My man. That's all I got.